This video was made possible by Skillshare. Learn from more than 25,000 classes for free for 2 months at skl.sh/reallifelore27. What if the United States purchased Greenland? If you haven't heard, it's kind of been in the news a bit recently, but the US being interested in the island is old news. America has had a long history of purchasing land, like the Louisiana Territory in 1803, Florida in 1819, California, Nevada, Utah, and Arizona in 1848 with money and guns, and Alaska in 1867. The US has been steadily buying up European properties in North America like its monopoly for centuries. And since Greenland is in the neighborhood too, there's been an interest for a long time. Greenland is geographically a part of the North American continent after all, although it's essentially belonged to European powers for a millennium. Currently, Greenland is owned by the Kingdom of Denmark and represents what is by far the largest remaining European possession in the Western Hemisphere. Greenland itself is the world's largest island, and it's roughly 50 times bigger than Denmark itself is. And because of it, Denmark is surprisingly the 12th largest country in the world, ahead of some other places that you'd assume would be bigger, like Saudi Arabia, Mexico, or Indonesia. For a sense of scale on just how huge Greenland is, here's a map with it placed over the United States, where the southern tip starts in the southern tip of Texas and stretches all the way up past Minneapolis and into Ontario, Canada. Greenland is gigantic, but for all of its massive size, it has an inversely tiny population. The island is home to a mere 56,000 people, most of whom are indigenous Inuits. About one-third of Greenland's population lives in the town of Nuuk, the largest town which serves as the island's capital city and is home to 18,000 people. Most of the economy is currently based around fishing, while the ownership of Greenland is technically a net negative currently for the Danish government. You see, Greenland is an autonomous region that exists inside of the Kingdom of Denmark. This means that Greenland controls their own police, their own immigration and borders, sets their own laws, has their own legal system, and essentially governs themselves, while Denmark maintains control over foreign affairs, defense of the island, and monetary policy. Greenland couldn't exactly survive without the assistance of Denmark, however, because Denmark currently provides a subsidy to the island to the tune of 3.4 billion kroner per year, or about 505 million US dollars. This yearly subsidy accounts for half of the revenue of the local Greenlandic government, which employs nearly one out of every five people on the island. This means that Greenland is extremely dependent upon Denmark to provide financial assistance. While $505 million is a lot of money for Greenland, it's a pretty tiny amount for the $350 billion GDP economy of Denmark. This then begs the question, why would the US be interested in paying money for a net negative asset like Greenland? Interestingly enough, the United States has been interested in buying or acquiring Greenland since at least 1867, when the country purchased Alaska. The US Secretary of State at the time, William H. Seward, who negotiated the Alaskan purchase with the Russian Empire, considered the idea of America also annexing both Greenland and Iceland worthy of serious consideration. He wrote an entire report on the potential benefits of American expansion to both islands, but in the end, he never made an official offer to Denmark. But that wasn't the end. In 1910, a scheme floated around inside of the US government. Some Danes had approached the US ambassador in Copenhagen with a bizarre proposal. The United States would trade the island of Mindanao in the Philippines, which was a US colony at the time, with Denmark in exchange for Greenland and the Danish West Indies. Denmark would then trade Mindanao to Germany in exchange for Northern Schleswig being returned to Denmark. As convoluted as that is, it didn't really work out that way because the world decided to fight World War I, and Germany gave Denmark back Northern Schleswig for free anyway. But the US wasn't about to give up on buying Greenland just yet. But first, America had to buy another Danish property, the Danish West Indies. This was the last and the most recent territorial acquisition that America has paid for. And in 1917, they paid $25 million for them, or about $500 million in today's money. They became the US Virgin Islands, and America grew temporarily satisfied with buying up Denmark's colonies, until another world war happened where America occupied Greenland to prevent it from falling into the hands of the Germans. After the war ended, America didn't really want to leave, and they offered Denmark $100 million, or $1.3 billion today, for sale. Greenland was considered a very strategic location during the Cold War for America to control for a number of reasons because A, Greenland is located almost exactly at the halfway point between Washington, D.C. and Moscow. B, it's actually very close to the Soviet Union across the Arctic Circle. The largest Soviet port in the Arctic, Murmansk, was only 1,800 kilometers away, and air bases in 1946 would give American bombers enough range to attack it. And C, it can be used as a shield to defend the continental U.S. from, and a missile early warning system could detect a Soviet ICBM launch before they were to ever strike the American mainland. Denmark refused to sell the island in America's first official offer, but Greenland was strategic enough that the U.S. established the Thule Air Force Base in the north anyway, which in the 1960s grew to have over 10,000 service members present, and it overshadowed Nuuk to become the island's largest settlement. At that time, 25% of Greenland's population were American military service members. However, after the end of the Cold War, the strategic significance of both Greenland and the air base began to decline to the point to where today, Thule Air Base is home to only 600 service members. But that still begs the question, though, as to why America would want to buy the island in 2019. There are a few reasons to consider. First of all, the potential purchase would be the largest territorial acquisition in American history, even overshadowing the Louisiana Purchase in 1803. But most importantly, Greenland is going to become vastly more important later on in the 21st century. It's no surprise that the planet is warming up, and the ice sheets on Greenland are in retreat. Part of why there are so little people and development on the island is because of the island's geography. I mean, just look at this map. 80% of the entire island is covered by this big sheet of ice, and it's over 2 kilometers thick. However, it's melting. While the pace of global warming is set to overwhelmingly become a net negative for humanity in general, it does come with it certain potential benefits. The Arctic has always been a region of the world that's rich in natural resources, but it's also always been incredibly difficult and expensive to access because of the region's severely cold temperatures and weather. The U.S. Geological Survey, for example, has estimated that 22% of all the world's undiscovered and accessible oil and gas reserves are located in the Arctic. That's about 412 billion barrels worth, or over 1.5 times the amount of all the oil located in Saudi Arabia. When the ice melts and the cost of mining goes down, whoever controls Greenland controls the biggest piece of land in the Arctic and controls the biggest claim to all of that sweet, sweet oil and gas. And if that's not lucrative enough, there's also the Northwest Passage to consider. Here is a map of what the route looks like. For centuries, this sea route has been largely impassable because of sea ice blocking the way, but with a warming climate, the route is becoming navigable during the summer months, and it could potentially become a very lucrative shipping route that could even rival the Panama Canal. But Canada claims sovereignty over most of the passage as internal Canadian waters. The United States and other countries disagree with that, and they consider the route as an international strait. So, if America were to come into possession of Greenland, along with Alaska on the other side, they would control both sides of the entrance and exit, and perhaps be able to enforce their viewpoint more easily upon Canada. Greenland itself is also full of rich, rare earth mineral and metal deposits, and their accessibility has only been going up. In 2012, the entire island of Greenland had only a single operating mine, but now, in 2019, there are over 100 planned to be constructed. Whoever controls Greenland today is operating it at a net negative, but the investment potential is enormous. Whoever controls Greenland in 100 years from now will be in the best strategic position possible for the future Arctic resource race. And some have even called Greenland the most strategic piece of land to control in the entire world for the future, and countries besides Denmark are growing aware of it. In 2017, China offered to buy an abandoned naval base on the island, but Denmark refused. In 2019, the United States made another official offer to purchase the entire island again, but Denmark again refused. This all leads us to one common question, though. What is Greenland actually worth? FT Alphaville placed the estimated purchase price for America at $1.1 trillion, largely owing to the expected value of potential oil fields, rare earth mineral deposits, and real estate. If that actually happened, Denmark could both immediately pay off its entire national debt and still have over $600 billion to play with. Meanwhile, for America, the $1.1 trillion price would likely just be stacked up upon the national debts, increasing it up to $21.1 trillion at the present. America would also have to take up the responsibilities of subsidizing the island with at least $500 million a year to keep the island's economy going. The question is, would the cost actually be worth it for either Denmark or America? I'll leave that discussion for the comments. Now, if America did actually buy Greenland, they'd most likely have to come up with a new flag, and designing one is harder than you think. Luckily, there's a class on Skillshare that can help. DKNG Studios, who have actually done design work on Star Wars and Back to the Future, teach this fantastic course that walks you through mastering Adobe Illustrator and speeding up your workflow so that you can design your own art. But this is just one of over 25,000 classes on Skillshare, which each teach you something that you can use for your job, for school, or just for fun. A few more that I would recommend are the Productivity Masterclass by Thomas Frank, Motion Graphics with Kurzgesagt, and Digital Illustration using Procreate, all of which you can download offline on the iOS or Android apps. You can learn from any of these more than 25,000 classes for free for 2 months by signing up at skl.sh/reallifelore27, and then it's only $10 per month afterwards. You'll be supporting Real Life Lore while you're at it, and thank you for watching. I'll see you again next week.